Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. Students at Overbrook High School returned to classes yesterday for the first time since four students were shot near school last week. As KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us, parents and community leaders also turned out at the school to help students feel safer.
Not only did Superintendent Tony Watlington hold his weekly cabinet meeting at Overbrook High, but about 30 parents, community members, and elected officials turned out as well to show students that adults cared about their safety. 5 days after someone opened fire a block from school, district spokeswoman Monique Braxton says school leaders were preparing for the students' return.
Over the weekend, the principal was meeting with her staff and also members of the crisis response team to be ready to assist in whatever way possible.
Three of the four students who were shot are out of the hospital, Braxton said. Police have made no arrests and haven't talked publicly about a possible motive. Under the Safe Corridors program, Philadelphia police already patrol around Overbrook at the start and end of the school day. Now, Braxton says the district's Office of School Safety is considering deploying extra officers around the city's high schools. At Overbrook High, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 19-year-old man is facing gun charges connected to a stolen car chase and crash in Philadelphia's Port Richmond neighborhood. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us it's resulted in a man being killed, and cops are still looking for three others.
Authorities say Efron Rosario was one of four people in a stolen 2017 Cadillac Escalade when police tried to pull it over along Castor Avenue near Aramingo Avenue. But the car sped off and then crashed into a 2007 Mazda. They say both cars spun out and the Escalade hit 38-year-old Bill Repka, who was in a wheelchair and panhandling in the street. Repka later died at the hospital. The Escalade also hit a 2020 Chevy Silverado, which was stopped at a red light. An 11-year-old passenger and a 27-year-old driver were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. It all happened Saturday night around 9:15. Investigators say the Escalade landed on a curb near the Burger King, and that's when they say the four got out and ran, including Rosario. Eventually, they caught up with the 19-year-old, but they're still looking for the other three. It's unclear who was driving the car, but detectives say they found several guns inside, and they've charged Rosario with violation under the Firearms Act and carrying without a license. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council got four new members as the candidates elected in this month's special election took their seats. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
I'm excited having four new members. You can just see the synergy and the excitement in the room.
Council President Darrell Clark says he expects the new members, who are filling vacancies left by four members who resigned to run for mayor, to hit the ground running. Two of them have already worked in council. Ketsu Lozada takes over the 7th District, where she was previously chief of staff for Maria Quiñones Sanchez, and Sharon Vaughn will serve at large, as did her old boss, Derek Green.
The councilman just said you only get one first time to be sworn in. So I'm looking forward to just enjoying this day.
Jim Harrity took the other at large seat, thanking his old boss, State Senator Sharif Street, for giving him a second chance at public service after he got sober several years ago.
If it wasn't for him, I'd still be digging holes out on the highway, which I was proud to do.
Replacing Sherelle Parker in the 9th District is Anthony Phillips. All four have said they will run next year to hold on to the seats. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Montgomery County is the second wealthiest county in Pennsylvania, but officials are shining a spotlight on homelessness and food insecurity as we head into the colder winter months. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Munco Anti-Hunger Network Executive Director Amanda Musselman says about 60,000 people in Montgomery County don't have enough food, and she says inflation and a rise in housing and food costs have forced a significant increase in reliance on the 60 food pantries her organization assists across the county.
This is being coupled with a decrease in community donations, both monetary and in physical food. and most of our network is in need of additional food resources to serve the increased need they are continuing to see.
Mark Boris with Access Services says on a recent night, his street outreach teams in Montgomery County were assisting 74 families, up from 15 the same time 2 years ago.
This is the crisis in front of us. And make no mistake, it is a crisis. Across the county, there are now close to four times the number of people sleeping outside than there were before COVID.
County Commissioner Ken Lawrence says while it's a countywide problem, county government cannot provide all the solutions. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.